Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
I'm a hippo.
Broadcast Hippo, digital media.
Come on!
Hippo.
Broadcast Hippo. Digital Media. The show is powered by Cannabis and Teebs of Adrian. On the web, they have this cool website. It's full. The whole show is full. Teebs.green is the website. That's where Ashley P gets all her green from. her gummies. Where she gets her pre-rolls. Biggest pothead we know. That's why she's so calm and cool and everything. Yeah. Because we get this CBD in her coffee right there. Look, here goes, drinking it all up, drinking it in. Teams.green, make sure you check them out in Adrian. And they have everything you need. They have great people as well. If you have any questions, if you're feeling a little anxious, the world got you a little bit down, they can help you with that very easily. So make sure you check them out at Teebs of Adrian, Teebs.green. All right, what's up, everybody? Good morning, and my mom's watching. Everyone's here. Oh, man, it feels like old times. for those who have been – look, here's the crazy thing. So in the time we've been gone, Gina got a new job. Demetrius got a new job. Ashley got a new job.
And I'm also here.
I'm doing new stuff. Teeful's just same old fucking Teeful.
Teeful still has a job.
Teeful still has a job. So it's like, and of course, with all the kids and stuff in the summer and not going to school, it's like, dude, I can't get up every day and do this. There's no way. So we said, we'll do Wednesdays and I'll have some fun and then do with it that way. So I love Dee's hat. It's very summery. You look like you're a man on the beach on vacation, ready to make love to a bunch of different housewives. Desperate housewives are just laying on the
beach. And you see that? You see that smile? That smile? That's how I'm trying to live my life right now. I need a constant reminder of I got to keep a smile on my face. I do a lot of time, like just thinking. And today I was thinking about
why would you do people. That?
I don't know. Dude, it drives me crazy. And today I was thinking about how we react to how people treat us, you know, like, and I came to the conclusion that you cannot control somebody's actions, but what you can control is how you react to them. And I find that if you take the time because to think about how you react to somebody, that it brings you some kind of inner calm, because actions have consequences, reactions have side effects. That's my conclusion. Uh-huh. Is when you react to something, you don't think about all the other stuff that could happen because of how you've reacted to it.
Here's a good example is Tiefel's life. Tiefel's life is boring and it's like terrible life. But here's the thing. It's the same.
How did I get dragged into this shit?
I agree. Why? Yeah.
There's a point. There's a point.
Okay.
So life is boring and terrible.
Personally attacked.
But nothing is going to change. So if your life is moving and you're doing new things and you're outside the box and you're always then changes could come from either good changes or bad changes. But if you're changing, if you're moving your life, if you're moving the waters, things are going to change. And some of them are going to be good and some are going to be bad. Or if you do the
I've made major changes lately.
Yeah.
Tiefel lost weight. He cooks now. He doesn't eat out.
Yeah, that's.
I bought a couch.
Yeah.
And a dining room set.
That's actually big.
And a dining room table, chairs.
Yes.
He is moving and shaking. I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you get blood on the last one?
He's nesting.
No,
yeah. He's nesting, right. You guys.
you having a little Tiefel?
Yeah, I'm down 31 pounds. I'm 10 pounds away from the thinnest I've ever been since 2005.
Wow.
Dude, that is awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
How's your rest really makes you lose some weight? It is the best diet plan when they actually decide to open up a window for when you can leave and go to a restaurant.
Okay, I need to be put on house arrest then.
Although Dee here is displaying a level of confidence that I don't think I'll ever have, even if I get down to my goal weight, because I don't have the confidence to wear that much white and then eat.
You know, me either. Dude, I know.
It's mindfulness. This is the way to practice mindfulness.
Okay. My work
doesn't matter. I do every single time I wear white and still end up with something on me. Yeah. So I disagree.
It's the worst. Here's the horrible part.
Pure
white
luck.
White is my favorite color, and yet I hate being dirty.
It is.
And I hate being dirty. And I will always get dirty wearing white. And it's my sadness in life
that's why racists are so angry. Because they come outside and they want to keep their white clean, and then they end up getting dirty all the time. And that kind of fight just makes you angry. You're like, why can't I be more like brown people? This is bullshit. And they come home, they make their hoods, and they're like, this will keep my white clean. And then it's just more white, and it gets dirty, and they get angrier.
Well, and it's why, right?
They get soot on their white from the burning crosses. Yeah. It's awful.
It's another reason why they don't like, racists don't like black people, is because now they've got black shit on their white.
Yeah.
And they're like, ah, they got me again. No matter what, they're always going to get me.
You know, white shows everything. I mean, I heard that at a dealership once. White shows everything. You got to get yourself a nice
color to give me.
Nice neutral color that kind of just, you know, you don't have to wash every day.
Yeah, that's why only single people have white carpet. Like people with kids don't have white carpet. Like I love white carpet. I think it's the coolest, but I could never have white carpet.
I've never seen anyone with a white carpet in my 37 years.
Rich people, stars, drug dealers, they all have white carpet.
My best friend's parents had white furniture, white carpet. White, it was like in the living room of their house. We weren't allowed to go in it. Nope.
Did they have a red nose? White was a thing.
It's like you guys talk about like white carpet, like it's a rich white people thing. And I remember like every black house I went into had a white carpeted room and white furniture, but it was all covered in plastic and nobody, it was like a display room. Nobody was allowed in it. Not even on the holidays. Like you would walk in it and you would be like, what the fuck is this room for? And she would go, my grandma would look at me and go, well, when you die, baby, it's when I die, you can use that room. And it is like, I was like, what the fuck? Like everybody.
I remember a grandma having plastic over the furniture. And I remember we actually could go in the room because it was plasticed, but you'd sit on it. It was so uncomfortable. I was like, why am I sitting on plastic?
I know. I've never really understood like the logic behind it. Like, what's the point of having a couch if you can't sit on it,
or if it's going to be uncomfortable,
or
right?
If it's going to be covered in plastic, what's the point?
Yeah. Yeah. Just literally spray it with scotch guard and be done.
Yeah,
face sticks to it.
Yeah, and it was you like, can't even nap on that. Like and you can like you can never ever just get up and sneak up on somebody if you're sitting on a couch covered in plastic, because you hear that like noise of flesh separating from hot rubber, like
just peeling yourself off of it.
Yeah, you're like somebody's in the house.
Well, you know, you talk about consequences and actions and things like that. There's a video out from the Cleveland area, and Gene, I don't know if you can play it, but this woman goes to McDonald's, and I didn't even know they had slushies.
Oh yeah, the Ravenna chick.
But
have you ever been to McDonald's?
I gotta find it.
Yeah, they have slushies.
Minute Maid slushies.
Yeah, they're only seasonal though, so they're only for the summer.
Oh, that sounds amazing. So they have three flavors of slushies, and this woman all she wants is a suicide. When I was a kid, we called it suicide. I don't think you can call it now because we're woke, but when I was a kid, a suicide slushie would be you put all the flavors in together and just roll. Well, she wanted a suicide slushie, and they said, no, you can't do that, ma'am. You can only do one flavor. And she was not happy with that answer. Uh-oh.
Oh. She was not happy. The tab, that's why.
Oh, okay. All right. So Gina's going to play it. So she was not happy with the Suicide Slushy answer. That
it's all three. Do you want all 3 minutes? Did you know where to go
No.
Go ahead. Go. Well, yeah, but there's a point I want to show you, and we'll probably fast forward through it, but start at the beginning, and then, we won't do the whole 3 minutes, but I want to see something.
Okay, hang on.
She got knocked the F out, too.
I want to see something, too, because I bet I know how it all starts. The lady at the drive-thru was not very kind. The McDonald's workers, I'm sure there's plenty of nice ones, but most of them are so not nice.
But they're working at McDonald's. They're miserable. Like, you work at a McDonald's.
Doesn't matter. You can still be kind.
Yeah, no.
I worked at McDonald's for a short time. It does not breed niceness.
So did I. And then I quit because I was like, this place is making me miserable.
Yes. See? All right. So here
I understand.
She wants her slushy.
Oh.
Is she behind the counter?
We're just getting right into it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's just trying to push past them.
I'll make it myself.
Yeah. I got you. Don't worry. Just relax. I'm going to do it myself.
Can you hear it or no? Be back here unless you read the handbook.
She does. She's got the cup already. She's halfway there.
Yeah, just let her go.
Can you guys hear it?
No.
Look, the manager's been working out for this moment all her life. She has been going to the gym every day, picturing Clubber Lang, and just like this is my time to shine.
She's got a little button, little flare on her uniform. I wish a motherfucker would.
I want you to look at the manager's face when the lady takes a swing, her face makes a change. Watch this. Like when they're holding her, she's still a manager. She's still working. And then she takes a swing and her face, the look on her face.
Look at her. Changes. Dude, she has been going to the gym for 12 hours a day for this opportunity.
Wishing a motherfucker would.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was just about to do a language disclaimer. But okay.
She's about to whoop some Mick ass right behind the Mick counter. This is going to send a message to everybody she puts on the schedule. You don't call off an hour before your shift. You better be sick.
So it looks like in the background they're serving breakfast at this time. So is that why?
Let's watch.
All right, here we go. Let's watch.
No, those look like eggs.
Bitch! Get the fuck out! Bitch! No!
Ooh. No! You fuck! Sorry, I've been up all day.
Who said that? The lady?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. See, there it is. There it is. There it is.
What do we put you in jail? Go ahead.
Look,
you hit me.
There's the one that's been jockeying for the assistant manager position for 3 months.
You don't want to go to prison over a slushy incident.
I mean, think about it. We got to think about this a little more critically. Listen, I have been in situations where I wanted, one morning, it actually just happened recently. I went through McDonald's. First of all, waited for fucking ever, ordered a Diet Coke. All I wanted was a Diet Coke right before I went to work.
Uh-huh.
It's just something about a Diet Coke with the fizz and everything. It just gets me going. That's all I wanted. I wait 20 minutes. I was also running the risk of being late for work too, but I needed the Diet Coke. So I was like, I don't care.
You just tell them traffic. You just don't tell them it's drive-through traffic.
I get to the pickup window and she goes, ma'am, I'm really sorry, but we only have regular Coke.
Oh.
And I was like.
Did you rip her mask off of her face?
You can't.
But I was real. Listen, all I'm saying is I can empathize with the lady that got pissed because I had that feeling inside of me. I didn't do anything about it. I just said, okay, thank you.
Hey, Ashley. Can you get like half a Coke and then fill it with water and make it a Diet Coke?
No, it doesn't taste the same. And so she was like, do you want the regular Coke? And I was like, no, I'll just take my money back.
Oh.
She was like, here's your dollar.
You got a refund.
So here's the thing right here. I love it, Ashley. She's like, I've already got the cup in my hand. Let me just go over to this machine and just pour some slushy and we'll all be good. But here's here's the point. So she's like, I had a bad day. And she walks out from behind the counter, right? And now go ahead and play it here, Gina. This lady's like, yeah, have you ever gone crazy and then realize what you've done? And now you have the point where, are you going to go full crazy and own it? Or are you going to stop the crazy right then and be like, I'm sorry, I had a bad day. So
yeah, there's right. No turning back.
Right. Yeah, at some point, there's no turning back. Go ahead and play it, Gina. Watch.
What? Please do. Now. What the fuck ever?
She just stands there for like 30 seconds.
Shit.
What does she do?
Okay.
Where she goes over to the pop machine for some reason.
Now she goes over to get pop. So now you think it's over.
It's catching up.
Oh no.
She's completely ignoring the whole the point of the plastic barrier.
Like who is his. Is this a customer?
Yes.
Who's filming this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just wondering that too.
He knew shit was about to go down, he said, so he's
not over.
It's her husband filming.
Yeah.
That would be me.
Your Honor, exhibit number one, why I need a divorce.
Why she? So,
oh my God.
Why would you throw the dice? You want slushy.
And why are you hitting the girl? Why'd you hit the girl who was crying? There you go.
World star.
There you go. Wow.
So,
okay. That was not the woman I thought was going to whoop ass.
I know.
Me neither.
But Demetrius, the woman that ended up whooping ass is the one that's been bucking for the assistant manager position for a long time. And this is my chance to save my boss. And there's no one that will, I'll never get fired from this job because I my boss.
Yeah.
That's called a red belt mentality. You know, the red belt is the belt right below the black belt. And they're like the challenger. So the black belts, you know, they've been established for a while. The most dangerous person is the red belt. That's going for their black belt.
Yeah. Go for the black belt.
Red belt mentality.
Yeah.
You love that.
Yeah, because the black belt knows to not do anything.
Right.
Because you know what's crazy was, it's like she tried to tell that lady to calm down in the beginning. Yep. She was like, look, ma'am, you are on camera. She's like, we're trying to explain something to you. And then she turned into like Rambo. Like something happened to this girl in her past. Like she probably doesn't live in that town. She's probably moved there from another town where she was an evil, evil girl. And she's trying to flip over a new leaf because that's what the judge told her to do. They were like, look, you got to go somewhere, be somebody different. And she's been working on this for 6 months, just like, thank you. Yes, how may I help you? And then this bitch hits her in the face and she's like, uh-oh, PTSD. Now I got to stab a bitch. Now all that shit I've been working on all my life is out the window because now I'm back to stab a bitch Stacy. That's what they called me, stab a bitch Stacy. And now I tried to run from it and now she's brought it out in me.
Bitch, this isn't Burger King. You can't have it your way.
Yeah, she's like, she rips off her shirt. She's covered in Russian mob tattoos. It's crazy.
Okay, so here's the
story. So what happens?
A woman who reportedly really wanted to mix three slushy flavors left with a pair of handcuffs. She said, I heard her ask for a slushy with all three flavors mixed in, one customer said. Whereupon the manager informed her that they could not do that, and she became increasingly irritated and combative, decided what she would do is go behind the counter and fix her own drink. She said, I was concerned that she would hurt somebody. And then the video ensues. She says she's had a bad day. And at some point, the judge now says that the McDonald's workers did actually a really good job because at one point she popped both of them right in the beginning.
Yeah, they said you hit her and me, like in the beginning. That's one of the first things they said
together.
What gets me about this is at several moments, because the slushy machine is right there. Like you guys just saw it, which you, it's like right there, right behind the counter. And there were several moments in that video where she had unobstructed access to the slushy machine, and she still chose violence instead of just filling her cup when she had a chance.
Well, again, I think there was a point where she took the break and she's like, man, I've just gone crazy.
Thought about it. She still went back for more.
Yeah, yep. She thought about it. She's like, well, fuck it.
I've gone
this crazy. I might as well go full crazy.
I'm already crazy. I mean, it's so much easier just to get more crazy rather than less crazy. Right. Nobody, like, that was the first time that voice has ever gotten through. Like, calm down, bitch. You're just having a bad day. And then she was like, oh, I'm having a bad day. And he was like, did you hear that? She heard me.
Just steer into the curve.
On that last effort, she was trying to right some wrongs of her past. She's like, you know what? I've been denied of other things before. This one's not happening. I'm getting that slushy. Yes.
You know,
you know what? People have been making this mistake forever. Stop getting your slushies at fast food joints. Go to Speedway. They're $1.49. You can do whatever the fuck you want to it there. Nobody cares.
Yeah, go. Weird.
You can get a bigger ass cup.
Circle K has the giant like bucket size cups. Go there.
And even if you don't have the perfect mix, you can just dump it out and start over. It's like
they let you make your own shit there. It is crazy. And then you can roll up through the drive-thru of McDonald's, sipping your own creation. Call it, you know, you'd be like, this is the Andrew.
then you gotta wonder, okay, if you're the McDonald's manager and this woman's going crazy, why not mix to just three fucking slushies? Just be like,
that's what I was thinking.
Door policy.
No, it's the principle of it. If you say no as the owner, which I was just sitting here thinking, I'm like, I get it. That probably pissed her off because you can see that they're running through the thing.
Right.
You can see the slush.
So that probably
elevated her. But just, still, it's like if someone says no, you just have to respect that they said no. That's their job.
And why is it relevant? Like, if a manager tells you no, 9 times out of 10, it's because it's company policy, not because they're just deciding what to do at that moment. So who cares?
Right.
It might be automated too. A lot of those drinks are automated, so they would have had to make three in the order machine and then like pour to one.
Which, first of all, it was a poor choice of words that the employee used. She said "can't" when what she should have said was "won't." I won't do that, and then that sets the tone. See, when you say you can't, it means something's keeping you from doing it. When you say you won't, it means I choose not to do that dumb shit.
That's common customer service thing. Like you call like a customer service line or you talk, and they always use the words "I can't do this" when in reality they can do it. They're just choosing not to, either because of store policy or just because they're choosing not to. Yeah. And I just say that. I would respect that a lot more than you just saying I can't.
Yeah. And then you say this, but I respect you for trying to ask me for that. I'm not going to do that, but I respect your effort in trying to get it.
They work at McDonald's, D. You're asking a lot, like a whole psychology thing.
You know what I love about McDonald's is like, I love when like you order through the speaker and then you literally hear somebody go, and you're like, okay, I get it. I know you're probably here 15 minutes later than what you want to be. I know that. I know.
But I mean, it doesn't matter. Their customer service is garbage most of the time, but it's still always full every single time I go there. So it's like, they must be doing something right.
They got people used to it.
Here's what I don't understand, Ashley, too.
That's good.
Here's what I don't understand. I was just gonna say. I mean, you never crave McDonald's burger. Like their food is shitty. Like their fries are good, but their burger. No one's going, oh my god, I have to get that juicy McDonald's burger. Nobody does that.
I disagree. People from like war torn countries who've suffered famine wake up every morning and in some weird accent go, I can't wait to go to McDonald's.
You guys, you know what this is making me think of right now? And I just I love that I keep giving you guys things to make fun of me for, but I'm just going to go with it. But
go.
Yeah. So I love McDonald's. But so yesterday the girls were at camp, Girl Scout camp. And so I got to enjoy some Taco Bell by myself, but I was laughing.
Gourmet shit.
Well, listen to this. No, listen.
I was like, I could literally go to any restaurant, but I'm going to get Taco Bell, whatever. I have started to get into this habit of ordering a beefy 5-layer burrito for the next day because I love it for a freaking breakfast.
It's in the fridge. I saw it this morning.
And I can't stop thinking about it right now. I'm like, God, I love it so much. But I got to wait until like 8:30 or after so it doesn't feel like I'm
too early.
But Ashley is the cutest ever. I know.
The crazy part is their shitty food is even worse the second day.
Not this though. That's the thing. Like it's actually one of the things that is good the second day. And so I think that's why I've
when I worked at McDonald's, I was our McDonald's closed at midnight and I was working the grill and it was just me and the manager. And I had a headset listening for the drive through and this guy comes through at 11:58 and he's obviously high as a kite. And he just goes in the speaker and he's like, how many burgers can I get for $20? and the manager, instead of saying, oh, we're already closed or something like that, with that, he goes, oh, well, you can get 18 McDoubles on that. So then I had to fresh drop and make 36 patties and put together 18 McDoubles.
Look at you still reverting back to the old McDonald's terminology, fresh drop.
You know what I think?
Patties. Do you know instead of just telling them we were closed, he said he could get 18 McDoubles.
The only thing that gets me is like this guy wakes up in the morning and like I can only imagine that he only got through like a couple of them and then he just wakes up in the morning with like wrappers and an orgy of McDoubles all over him. Just wondering what the hell happened.
What did I do? He's like the Incredible Hulk after an episode. What did I do?
Yeah. You know what? McDonald's reminds me of like because like Ashley said that you're used to the customer service. You almost expect it. It's like that restaurant Dick's Last Resort. Like you go there for the insults and you go there for people to treat you terribly. It's like why people go to McDonald's and Walmart. You know you're going to have shitty customer service. You go there for it. Just own it.
Then go to those places. Don't spend extra to go to a place that's called Dick's because they're going to upcharge you for being a dick to you. Why don't you just go outside and be amongst regular people? They treat you like shit for free. What are you doing?
Call me. Pay me $5. I'll do it.
Here's the crazy part is, and I know this is going to sound like I don't like I'm just being like I'm stirring the pot, but it's 100% true because working with DoorDashers and things like that a lot, the hood McDonald's are even worse than like the Perrysburg or Sylvania locations because like if they forget to put something in your bag and you're in the hood, they think you're trying to get one over on them. Like they don't want to, even though it's not their money, like they'll give you shit. They don't want to give you, they're like, where's your, they'll give you so much shit to try to get your food that you ordered and didn't get. But
I didn't ask to take it from your lunch. I just said you shorted me fries. Yeah. Yes. I didn't say now I need you personally to reimburse me fries.
Yeah, exactly.
Evidence, exhibit A.
Yeah. Yeah, then how do you have evidence? It's like, well, I'll show you my bag.
So many people have tried to take advantage of that. Now they just have the policy in a lot of McDonald's where they won't refund you. They'll just fix whatever's wrong.
That's fine.
Well, they should.
No, they should. they don't even do that. I don't think anyone asks for a refund. They just want everyone who orders fries wants McDonald's fries. They don't want a refund. They don't want the dollar back. They want the fucking fries.
You know what it is?
And I'm not going to Burger King for no fries. So yeah. Give me my fries.
It's almost like managers at McDonald's have gone like this. Look, if somebody says that they're missing something, we take that out of your free meal. So if you miss a sandwich, guess who misses a sandwich at noon? Tommy. Miss a sandwich at noon.
It's almost like health insurance providers. Like health insurance, their job is to deny you coverage. Like they find any way they can deny you coverage. That's a McDonald's manager job. Hey. To deny filling the order that you fucked up. <It's> like,
speaking of DoorDash, like,
I'm four burgers ahead of my loss ratio, which kicks me up another $20 on my bonus. So I'm going to tell you right now, people, if they say they need a burger and you didn't give it to them, guess what? We serve tacos today. And we want Helen burgers.
Mm. What were you say, Donnie?
So I ordered a bunch of food on Taco Bell DoorDash a couple weeks ago. And the bag gets there.
We like Taco Bell around here. And
nothing like paying $80 for $20 of Taco Bell food.
Dude, it was.
Yeah. Which is a ton of food. That's a ton of food.
It was. And the sticker on the bag was correct, but everything in the bag was wrong. Somebody stickered the bag wrong. So it wasn't the DoorDasher's fault. Uh-huh. But you can't really call you can't call your Dasher bag. I called Taco Bell and they're like, and I accidentally ordered from the one that was like farther from my house. And they're like, oh yeah, she forgot the second bag. It's here if you want to come pick it up. I was like, well, no, I don't want to come pick it up.
Yeah,
so I had to pay an extra $20 to get it delivered. But I had to drive there and had to have her remake half the stuff because now it's like a half hour later.
Cold. Yeah, whoa. That's horrible.
It was like,
do you know?
And also, sorry, but the stuff that they did deliver was the weirdest order. It was like all customized, like not good, and like no meat. It was like all veggie and like just rice and cheese. I'm like, who ordered this?
So you don't even get like bonus extra food. Like if they script your order, they're like, you can just keep it. Like, I don't want this shit.
I'll just try to eat some of this. Yeah, this is my bonus food. And I was like, oh, this is gross.
Somewhere there's a really shitty vegan missing all of his food.
Yeah. I know.
You're like, you're a vegan, but you eat Taco Bell? I don't get it. Like, how do you wrap your mind around that? Taco Bell
would be
literally
a good restaurant for being a vegan.
Taco Bell? Like,
they have the best lettuce. They have the best lettuce. They really do. It's always so crispy and fresh.
You know, I just go ahead.
Taco Bell is literally the only place where I go. If depending on how much I spend depends on how bad I feel. Like, mm-hmm. I don't look at like what I order. I look at how much I spend at Taco Bell. Like, if I spend anything over $17 on just me, then like I am feeling really, really bad about me.
That's a good order right there, bro.
Yeah, right.
Because here's the thing. Can you guys hear me? Because my camera.
Yeah, we can hear you. Can't see you.
Yeah, I've been having problems with my camera. Sorry, but here's the thing about Taco Bell is you can get out of there with 20 burritos for like $20. I mean, you can get a massive order of food, but if you veer off the cheap menu, it gets very expensive very
fast.
That's a genius marketing plan. Yeah.
Yep.
Like whenever we go there, and I take the kids there, we're ordering our food and it sounds like a completely normal order. And then all of a sudden they're like, that'll be $142.72. Like, what the fuck? What did I order?
Wait, what?
I just recently found out the Taco Bell Cantina in Vegas. People get married there.
Did you just recently find that out?
I literally just found out. Like, they give you a hot sauce bouquet on there. They have the room where they do the wedding. It overlooks the strip, and then that's also where you have the reception with the Taco Bell food. And it's
God.
And it's like $1,500. It's like $1,500 for the wedding and the reception.
I know.
All right. Listen, since we got married on Cedar Point Beach for Donnie, we're going to renew our vows. Then.
Do you get change back from this wedding? I assume. Yeah. Like, does it come with a receipt and like, and they give you like 35 cents? And like,
yeah, I was yesterday I found out about it. It was a TikToker was going through it and the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh.
It's crazy. And they said that people get married there all the time.
Well, fuck, dude, you're a grown man. What the fuck are you doing on TikTok, you fucking weirdo?
I know.
Dude, I know so many TikTokers.
You're the one that got me on the TikTok.
You guys, I've
heard a lot of adults are addicted to TikTok.
You guys, well, what I had happened was somebody sent me a video, a TikTok video, and you know how TikTok, you can't get out of it? Like,
you have to, I don't.
Okay, so, okay.
Because I'm an adult.
Yeah. I'm an adult.
You missed the first part where somebody sent me a video. So I clicked on it. And so I'm stuck in TikTok and I start scrolling and then I see this like cute little squirrel and they're telling the story. So then it's like click for more. So then I ended up accidentally spending like 35 minutes reading about watching TikToks on a squirrel named Butter.
Did somebody use their thumb to click through it or did you?
No, I couldn't. Well, I couldn't get out thumb. At first, but then ADD. Like, so
and then you just committed to it. So it wasn't
an
accident. Yeah.
Yeah. So I watched this whole thread on the squirrel, and that's how I ended up not getting shit done that day because I accidentally watched 35 minutes of TikTok. I was trapped.
It's incredibly easy to like just all of a sudden like I'm gonna take a quick 5-minute look, see what's out there, and then 3 hours later you're like, holy shit.
And also squirrels are mesmerizing. I don't know if anybody else really likes to watch them, but they're like the
Ashley, are you on TikTok?
Animal. No.
First of all, squirrels.
I don't need most any other platforms creatures. To get addicted to. Facebook's bad enough.
Right. I'm late to all the trends. Like you guys all discovered TikTok at the beginning of quarantine. I didn't discover TikTok until the very tail end of it. So I'm still like discovering things on it. Going there, I'm so late to trends. That's the reason why I said I post my food to Facebook. Like it's 2007 and we all just got iPhones.
It's true though. Ashley's right. Squirrels and everyone thinks you're not the only one, Ashley. Everyone thinks squirrels are mesmerizing because they make those squirrel tables and people feed squirrels. And there are people who sit for hours and just watch through their window. They'll just watch squirrels.
Nope. Squirrels are the scariest fucking things on this planet.
I know a few people that think that.
You tell me what you do if one squirrel started chasing you. One squirrel.
We had that happen to us before. We took it to Nature's nursery.
Did it chase you? Did it chase you?
Yes.
And how'd you catch
it? This happened 2 years in a row, right? Where it was looking for its mom and it was like attached to us, like chasing
Ashley,
and making
squirrel noises. That's what happened in the TikTok video.
Okay. So you found two baby squirrels, right?
Well, they found us.
Well, I'm talking full blown, survived, made it to adulthood squirrels are terrifying, period. And
they carry the plague.
And if two squirrels, just decided they were going to make you a meal one day and chased you, you would run. Could you imagine what 30 squirrels would look like? You would shit yourself.
I mean, 30 anything, D. If there's 30 babies chasing me, I'm going to run. I'm so terrified.
First of all, 30 babies, I'm practicing. I'm not afraid of 30 babies. I'm making it to the end of the 30 baby
horror movie.
But you're
afraid of 30 squirrels.
30 squirrels that have lived outside all their lives are tougher than me? Hell yes. I poop inside. I get cold when my furnace goes out. These things run through snow like it's fun. Yes, I'm terrified of them.
Well, maybe that's why I like them so much, because I'm a little bit terrifying. I like to run in the snow. I'm always eating.
She's cute and little when she's by herself, but if there were 30 Ashleys, I'd be terrified.
I would be too, believe me.
I'm just saying, there are still about 7 cases of bubonic plague in the United States a year, and several of those can be tracked back to squirrels.
This dude.
I can imagine there's like a squirrel equivalent of Ashley, and she's just talking to all her friends. She's like, you know what, I got rid of all the little babies yesterday, and you know where I went? I went to Taco Nut. Out of all the restaurants I could have gone to, I went to Taco Nut and just sat there, and I spent 20 acorns on two beefy burrito nuts. It was amazing.
That's what I love about them so much, is like they hide their food and then they know where to go back to find it, and they're like eating it.
But I don't think they do.
It's so cute. That reminds me too.
I got to talk to you guys. I forgot. I just remembered. Thanks, Ashley. I got to know if right this now? Is happening. I have to know if this is happening to anyone else, because we're all relatively the same age. So I don't know if it's an age thing. It could be an ADHD thing. I have to leave myself breadcrumbs all over my house. Like
real breadcrumbs?
No, But like mental breadcrumbs, because I forget every freaking thing. So like if I have to do something online, I have to open a tab to make, like, cause I say I have to do grocery shopping. I have to open my tab to the grocery store so that when I sit back down, I'm like, oh yeah, I have to go grocery shopping. So like one of the kids lost a tooth. So like the tooth fairy was coming. And so the tooth fairy, it had to sit right in the middle of the table to remember to do the thing. Like it happens all over. So every time I walk into a room, I'm like, oh yeah, I have this to do because I left myself breadcrumbs all over my house. Like, does anyone else have to do that? Or is that just my ADD is that severe?
I don't have to do that, but my memory is really bad. Like I it's amazing to me. People would be like, God, I remember it was April of 82. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? I can't remember what I did yesterday or even this morning. How do you have such an amazing memory? I've never been able to do that. Like people can tell stories of their lives, like full on story. Like I bet Donnie's a good one. Like I bet he could just tell dates like that. But I can't remember anything. Like I can't even remember this morning. It's so.
I have a friend who does, who can remember, like he remembers the weirdest, the dates, what happened, what you said, what he said. It's like the craziest thing. But I sent some reminders out. Like if I'm at work and like it's getting towards the end of the day and I have things I have to do, I'll like place a bunch of stuff like out, like the tag, I'll put it out, I'll do this, I'll put things out. But I did read something that this might be interesting to you guys. Like when you're if you get really busy or you get really stressed, like let's say you're working at the restaurant and you get like a rush, you get like a 4-hour rush or so. Mm-hmm. And so you're working and you're always doing like that next task and you're like doing all these things. And then you look back and you're like, man, I can't really remember the last 4 hours, or you can't really remember like certain details about it. And it feels kind of weird. Have you ever had that happen?
Yes.
Yes.
So I heard that like when you get very like when your brain goes into that mode, like that, like almost task survival mode, like you don't make short-term memories, like your short-term memory turns off.
Oh, so thank God for that. That's an amazing feature. You just sold me something, Donnie, because that's an amazing feature. Like, don't worry, you'll black out and not remember any of the tedious bullshit that you do every day. It's amazing.
You know what? And I call bullshit on people who say they can remember stuff like in 1985. They just say it because nobody is really confident enough to push back. Yeah. Like, honestly, like, yeah, I'm like, 1985, remember when you said that? And you're like, oh. If somebody was like,
all you have to do is say it confidently.
Yeah.
Like, you said this and you said this and we were here. You're like, ah, this dude remembers so much. It hadn't happened.
This guy is good. Man, he must have not lived a life at all because he remembers everything I said.
Oh my God. All right. This portion of the show brought to you part by Teams.
Speaking of memory.
Teams, not green. Yes. Make sure you get some Teams in your life. It will make your life so much better. A couple things real quick. Let me see. Man, is it crazy that how fast that Jennifer Lopez is just like jumping? Like she obviously has issues.
Guys, they've been friends the whole time and they jump. Yeah. No.
Yeah, there's some issue with her in relationships because like I didn't want to say that at first because she's had a lot of public relationships, which is fine. But to jump in this quickly back into like where she's kissing and PDA after she's been with a dude for years and now all of a sudden she's jumping back with it. It's like there's some sort of relationship issue that she has.
Yeah, it was called Ben Affleck. That's why they are no longer together. It's because she still continued a relationship with Ben Affleck. This ain't quick. Now it's just public.
And here's the shitty part is that Ben had an ulterior motive because she would vent to him and he'd be like, he's like, you don't need that girl. I mean, come on, you need a guy that's really going to appreciate, like he's giving advice to her, like as a friend, knowing now that he had an ulterior motive, which was to snatch her up.
I mean, A-Rod cheated on her. It's not like they were just having a rough patch and she's like, he cheated.
Did A-Rod cheat on her or did he respond to her cheating?
She has been wrapped up with Ben Affleck since they've broken up. Like, I guarantee you, Jennifer Garner was like, see, I told you. I told you.
Yes.
They
I mean, I'm sure that's part of it.
All that.
Yeah.
Dude, but she wasn't. No. I don't think she was cheating with Ben. I think she was keeping him in. They were like keeping each other, and there were backup plans. It was right. The backup plan.
Yeah.
They weren't necessarily cheating.
I don't necessarily believe in the whole idea of emotional cheating, but if it did exist, that's 100% what she was doing.
That's because you're not in a relationship. If you were, you would definitely believe in emotional cheating.
But that's what she was doing, though.
I've been in relationships before, Gina, and I still don't believe in it.
But see, that's what she was doing. You can't have a backup plan and be committed to your original plan. Well, that is not a thing. If a guy was doing that, people would blow his ass out of the water if he was just texting a girl, never had any physical contact, but just, you know, emotionally reaching out and everything. And people would be like, well, see, he was cheating. He may not have touched her. He may not have done anything, but he was sending her all these messages about how he feels and all this stuff. But every time a woman does it, though, now all of a sudden it's like, well, you know, she just was keeping her options open. Really, bitch?
You do bring up a good point, D. And it's something that, you know, it stuck with me all these years that Will Smith said once. And he said, you know, they're talking about the rough patches in his marriage and how you get through them and how you guys are still together and what you've gone through. And he said, because we both have agreed at the beginning of this thing that divorce was off the table. Like, that's not an option. We're going to work it out. And so, like,
I don't know if Will Smith is the best example.
Why?
Well, they got through some stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
he made the promise, but it doesn't sound like she did. So,
the point is, like the D said, if you have a backup option, are you really vested in what you're doing?
No.
Where they say, her backup option was the pool boy.
They said divorce was off the table.
Maybe he wasn't her backup option. Maybe this is what happened. Maybe. The whole time A-Rod's like, oh, what about Ben? What about Ben? What about Ben? And she's not like, you know, having a relationship with Ben. And the whole time he's like, oh, Ben this, Ben that. And then he cheats on her and she's like, okay, now I'm going to make it about Ben.
Why are we so quick to want to find an excuse for J-Lo? Why? Why don't we just want to call a spade a spade?
I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't care enough to find excuses. That's the whole thing.
Like, there is no way. There is no way a man could continue a relationship with a woman that he slept with while he was in any kind of relationship other than that. If he was married and he was still talking to a girl that he had slept with, his wife would lose her mind.
Dude, here's the thing. I don't know what any of my exes are doing, because Colleen has blocked them all on every piece of there is. And I'm too stupid to figure out how to unblock them, or I'm too lazy.
You know, first of all, I want to give a big shout out to Colleen to think that it was all their fault, and now they're trying to just get back. Like, I love how you hold none of the responsibility on a breakup of a relationship. She's like, it's all these bitches, and now I got to keep my man from all these bitches.
Right.
This all sounds really toxic to me.
I'm a catch.
I know.
I think Ben Affleck was always plan A, and they were always plan A together, but then... Life happened, and then she saw
him as Batman, and I had to have it.
I think that's your brain being polluted by Lifetime.
Like, yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah.
it's my brain being polluted by real love.
What's the Lifetime movie of Ben Affleck called?
they had a movie together.
Yeah, Geely.
What was that movie? Oh, yeah, Geely. Okay. It's called Geely.
Geely, come home.
All right, so yeah. Geely, come home. So Julianne Moore, you know Julianne Moore. She's a celebrity. She has mastered the new cozy outfit formula for summer. There's a new cozy outfit formula for summer, and Colleen has embraced it. It's the baggy jeans part. I don't know if she's embraced that, but it's baggy jeans and ugly sandals. Colleen has got these ugly plastic yellow sandals that she's been wearing, and she loves them. And I'm like, what are you doing with these sandals? But I guess that's a new hot thing is just ugly, like Birkenstock type sandals with baggy jeans. That's the new summer, the summer hot.
Those things are so ugly. I have a pair and I wear them all the time with socks a lot of the time too. And they're ugly as shit, but they're so comfy.
I guess I'm on the trend too.
And Crocs are ugly too, but they are comfy.
Oh, they're hideous, but they're super, it's like walking on fucking clouds. So I'm going to wear them. And I have 10, literally I have 10 pairs. Like, I'm not exaggerating. I have 10 pairs of Crocs.
I want
Thank you for not holding one pair of Crocs responsible for all that.
Crocs would have took over the shoe world.
I know.
Crocs are like, I'm going to need another pair to help out. I can't do this shit every day.
Double up my Crocs.
Absolutely. We're going to have to split up some of the responsibility for Gina here. This is ridiculous. Yeah. We need 7 pairs of Crocs to just spread out through a day.
Yeah, if they right, make me feel like I'm walking on clouds, those things are amazing. Trust me.
Hey, St. Francis de Sales, which Demetrius informed me what some people call St. Francis alumni or St. Francis people that go there one time. I think it was Demetrius that told me. Did you tell me they call him Franny? Oh, forget it. Maybe
Franny's.
Anyway,
Franny packs.
Francis's.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's a side note. Doesn't matter. Anyway, Bruce Gradkowski, former UT Rocket, former NFL star, is now the new head coach of the St. Francis Knights. So
really,
it got announced yesterday.
That's kind of cool. Pretty cool.
It is cool.
I wonder what that price tag looks like.
I know, dude. He's probably the highest paid high school coach in.
I would like to know what that looks like for tuition. How that shows up on the bill? Does it is it just like an asterisk in football, or does it say Gradkowski tax?
What does it say?
Well,
just the athletes pay it, or does everyone have to pay it?
Everybody's got to chip in. Everybody.
Yeah, but that's a draw. That's like it's a win-win for them. Like it's kind of like almost like a marketing investment.
Hiring him.
Really?
Because shouldn't Jesus be the marketing investment? Should we go like this? We really need to change our focus from Christ to football. So how do we do that?
But there's a lot of Catholic schools. So how do you set yourself aside apart from the other Catholic schools?
We are more Jesus-ier than the rest of them. We bring more Christ to chemistry. That's what we do. We bring Muhammad to math. That's what we do. We bring Jesus.
I don't know if Muhammad would have to be a selling point for a Catholic school.
Hey, first of all, we're an all-encompassing school. We invite and respect all religions with money. So
we even bring Christ to chemistry. This is the makeup of wine. This is the makeup of water. Yeah. These are the chemicals that were changed.
This is what made Jesus so popular back in the day. He could do this. Stomp on wine. Stomp, 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 stomp.
Jesus didn't stomp on the wine. That's not what happened.
First of all,
I'm just barreling through. And it's not even funny anymore, but I'm going for it.
Here we go.
Come to St. Francis. We have Jesus and Bruce Gradkowski. That's all you have.
That's funny.
We have Jesus and Bruce.
I better see that on the billboard.
where Bruce has his arm around Jesus,
and they're both giving each other the thumbs up.
No, it should fist be touchdown Jesus from 75.
Yes,
with Bruce throwing the football at him.
Francis, hey, did you get to meet Bruce at social the other day?
No.
I saw pictures. He was there.
Oh, not
one. Oh, he was.
I wouldn't even know him if I saw him.
I actually had a dinner for Danbury, and I was looking through the pictures, and one of them was like two of the agents, and Bruce Gradkowski was in the middle.
Wait, so he was there like when we were there?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to show me the picture. Oh my god.
I don't even know the difference between him and like it could be Gronkowski and Gradkowski. I would know. Yeah, I probably would know.
There was someone there that looked particularly athletic. So maybe it was him. I wondered. I was like, "Where? I have never seen that guy before." But I don't know a lot of the Asians.
Can we pop
but-
a-
like, toss me the napkins?
Yeah. Toss oh, me. Oh! It hit you in the hands. I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
You, can you pull up a picture of Gronkowski and see if Ashley, if he, she saw him there, the social. She didn't even know it.
Oh, I just started typing Gronkowski. You guys, I'm okay.
Is that like a career fall for him though?
Well,
like,
that's what I was just gonna say.
Well, and I mean, yeah, look, here's the thing: is usually you go to like college or I mean, high school. It's kind of odd. That's not him, Gina. That's not
That's not him.
That's Gronk.
That's because that's what I typed. Oh my god.
No god.
Grad.
Grad.
Oh my.
Mm. Is this him? This guy?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no shit. I did see him.
Show them or send that.
He's so way screen? Better looking.
Yeah, Gronkowski.
Hold on. You said it. How funny. Are you sending it? Because I don't know how to send it. All the owners got to get a picture and none of the.
Well, he used to own. He used to own part of it. I don't know if he still does.
He might own that place.
Yeah, he
might. Oh, social?
He did it.
Yeah, they did. His family owns the social. That I'm sure of.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. I got it.
Well, I thought that he was a white man, and in this picture and in real life, he looks like he's like mixed.
He does look mixed. There he is, right there.
Yeah. You know why? That's called NFL money. That's right. It gives you the ability to go places where the sun is. That's right. And then you come back looking mixed. Yeah, people are like, what the hell happened to you? And you're like, I got NFL money. So now I look like I can dance and sing.
Hey, gee, I wonder which person he is in this photo.
He's with the big smile.
He blends in so well.
You can tell the guy with money. You can just tell. I mean, he's the guy that's smiling bigger. He's got the tan. He's just,
they all somebody, got money, y'all.
There's somebody smacking food out of his hands to keep him thin.
Yeah. I need that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, Dan Barry.
He said, yeah, they don't agree.
Look. All right. That's crazy. Good for him.
Let's go on to let's get into.
I know he ain't doing it for $35K a year.
Yeah, I have to go because I have three out of four kids in summer school. Gina.
Well, maybe those kids should study harder so they didn't have to do this shit.
Amen. Maybe they should have because I'm tired of getting up in the morning.
Yeah.
Summer school is a punishment, not for you.
Goodbye, Gina.
I mean, you guys, the problem is that I have to close the show out. the show's everyone just going to run live all day, so we got to wrap it up.
Just walk away from your
computer. All right. We'll
yell your name when it's done.
I wasn't aware of that, so maybe we should just Tief will pick your biggest story, and then I promise I will be – I didn't realize that. So.
I picked four. I'm doing four.
I know.
I mean, I was actually going to say that because I even have Stan news today.
Oh, all right, just do it quickly.
So, Dateline Pakistan, an entire crew of fast food workers at the Pakistani chain Johnny and Jugnu were arrested and held overnight by police because they refused to give the police free burgers. The police had come in a couple.
Huh?
What?
Did they say Ninjoku?
No.
Oh.
Wait, what? Are we talking about anime?
I kind of
blacked out for a minute, and then I thought they were talking about. I thought you said Ninjoku. He used to play for the Cleveland Browns.
The name of the restaurant sounds like a player for the Browns. So we got football in the brain right now.
By the way,
he started his fast food chain in Pakistan where it took off like wildfire. People were like, where are you going to start your restaurant? He goes, a lot of people are overlooking Pakistan. So that's where I'm starting, my friend.
I bet they are.
I didn't know. I don't even know if you guys saw Johnny and Joku's though the video that came out last week where the lady was trying to get the slushy, and then she went back behind Johnny and Joku's counter in Pakistan, and it was
and they shot her.
It was rough.
Back with no hands.
Yeah.
Back with no hands. Yeah, you don't play that shit in Pakistan.
Yeah. This you walked out with no hand.
So apparently she tried to
make her own slushy with her mouth.
Whoa, D. Whoa.
All right.
First of all, I'm impressed.
Dee, I'm nothing but teeth, though. It's nothing
I'm gonna
but
sign
teeth.
Up for that class that you're going to give on that. All.
No. Hey, I lead with the incisors.
So apparently a few officers had showed up a few days before and demanded free burgers. They were turned away. They showed up the next night and harassed the management and everybody there and were still turned away. And so they showed up the third night, arrested the management, and then decided to arrest the rest of the crew, not even allowing them to close down the restaurant, leaving fryers running, burgers on the grills, and customers with orders unfulfilled. On there, and then they held him overnight, where they continued to harass him and yell at him and berate them for not giving them the free burgers that they had requested. The officers involved in the incident have been suspended, and the president has promised swift action and punishment, and that this sort of thing will not be tolerated in Pakistan, unlike the United States.
All right.
So another one here. Catholic school. Speaking of Catholic schools in Colombia, went viral earlier last week or so, because one of their teachers didn't realize his camera was still on at the end of class, and his wife came in to greet him, at which point he began to suckle at her breasts. Several students then witnessed several of the teenage students witnessed this and recorded the incident, and it has gone viral. Many have made the comment that his wife just looked bored.
Demetrius, can you please demonstrate what suckling looks like?
Yes. Can you please not? Please do not do that. Ashley, take that back right now.
Just kidding.
I can't describe this anymore.
It's all teeth.
Baby, what would Jesus do? Come here, baby.
Exactly.
Jesus gonna grab that breast. And he gonna cradle it and he gonna suckle. That's what Jesus gonna do.
So the school has launched an investigation into the incident.
What's the investigation? He's married. He suckled his wife's breast. He thought he turned the camera off. But he thought his camera was off. It wasn't his fault.
That's the definition of his fault.
We know someone that kind of happened to, and what? They got fired.
What happened?
We know someone that happened to. They said some choice words over their internet.
Uh-huh.
Well, and forgot to shut it down for their class, and then the class saw it and
recorded it.
But see, I'm just saying that's not his fault. That she could have said stop or no or something, right?
The look on her face is like pure, like she just looks apathetic. Like she's not into it at all.
So fast and never stopped running until I got to.
You can't outrun like, the internet, Ashley.
Right.
I know you can't. That's what sucks.
We're living in no internet Kentucky. Yeah. I love no internet Kentucky.
Anyone seen Ashley? Nah, last time I saw she was running. I never saw her again.
Out of here.
this next story is just for Donnie. Out of Vernon Township, New Jersey, the Mountain Creek Water Park. On there, their biggest ride, the one that causes the most fear amongst people, the high anxiety water slide, caught on fire this weekend.
What?
The water slide caught on fire this weekend. The ride will be out of commission for the foreseeable future. On there, the park is thanking local emergency crews for their quick response and putting out the fire with more water than they already had. At the park,
yeah.
And so there's no slide there, on fire. Yeah, there's no word on exactly what caused the fire. Nobody's commenting on that at the moment. So whether it was arson, static electricity, or, you know, God's wrath. We just don't know at the moment.
God's wrath.
I'm going to go with God's wrath on that.
That's always the answer.
Seems the most logical here.
You're right.
And last but not least, move aside, Jonah, because we have a new whale of a story. Michael Packard, ooh, lobster diver, Michael Packard, was over at Herring Cove Beach. He dove into the nice clear waters that had about 20-foot visibility, and he's poking around for some lobsters, and then all of a sudden he feels some pressure, and then everything goes dark, and he doesn't realize what's going on until he finally realizes he's inside the mouth of a whale. The man had been swallowed by what scientists are describing as a small humpback whale, and he was inside the mouth as the whale tried to swallow him when the whale was unsuccessful and it was uncomfortable because their throats are not big enough to swallow a man. It surfaced and spat him out into the water. So, yeah, upon release from the hospital, he said the entire experience was surreal. He thought that he was going to die. There was no way he was going to get out of there. And at first he thought he was inside the mouth of a shark, but he didn't feel any teeth and he had no, like injuries that would involve with that.
It's your first clue. It's not a shark. No teeth.
Yeah.
Unless it's like grandpa shark. Do. Then. And it doesn't have any.
He takes his teeth out.
Yeah. Right.
Wait, whales don't have teeth?
No. Sometimes. No, that's why they have to
swallow things whole. Oh.
Yes, they swallow like full schools of fish. They swallow them whole because they don't have any teeth.
And that is why female humpback whales are still single, because their throats can't take the size of a man.
Yeah,
but they don't have any teeth. I feel like that's a balance.
It's you got to give a little to get a little. That's right.
Also, Brenda, have fun in Montego Bay. She's watching from Montego Bay, like nothing like rubbing it in. But okay,
what are you doing up so early? You're in Jamaica, man. Just go make
a watch out for the whales.
Yeah, you think the Jamaican like internet just translates us into accents?
Like, yeah, man.
He's like, oh, listen to the show. So great.
Thank you for watching, man.
All right. Good God.
You know what? 2 months wasn't long enough to go without these accents. So, Jesus, let's not start now.
Ashley P., Donnie. There's only an hour difference. Chris Tiefel, Gina, Demetrius, and Andrew Z. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you, everybody, for watching. We appreciate it. Bye, everybody.
Come on!
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.